The nearly $20 million expansion would have allowed the ADOT-owned airport to accommodate large commercial passenger flights. With the expansion, the agency sought to increase revenue at the struggling airport. But conservation groups like the Center for Biological Diversity and the Sierra Club raised concerns that the development would do irreparable environmental harm to Grand Canyon. The damage would come in the form of overflight noise and a water well that was part of the development deal. The group said tapping area aquifers would deplete spring flows along the south rim of Grand Canyon, affecting area ecosystems. Allison Gitlin, conservation coordinator for the Sierra Club's Grand Canyon chapter, has long opposed the airport development.
This was a huge concern to us and to the Park Service because the well would have extracted about 30 gallons a minute, and all of the named springs between Indian Garden and Cottonwood Creek within Grand Canyon National Park, they have a flow of just about 30 gallons a minute. So it would have been extracting about the same amount of flow of all the springs in that portion of the park.
Officials with Grand Canyon National Park also opposed airport growth. In multiple letters to ADOT, Park Superintendent Dave Ubaraga claimed the Grand Canyon's already strained resources simply could not accommodate the increased visitation a larger airport would bring. He also brought up overflight noise concerns near the Bright Angel Flight Free Zone in Grand Canyon. ADOT is now proposing only internal remodeling to the airport to accommodate security needs. An official with ADOT also said the agency will still move ahead with plans to eventually build a replacement terminal. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.